Good morning, and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live. We are so happy you decided to join us this morning. We bless the name of the Lord here. We're so happy you tuned in with us. We are coming live from Taylor Tabernacle in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where Elder Jonathan Ford is our pastor. And we are so excited to be here this morning to lift the name of our God. Amen. Amen. Come on and join me this morning just for a few minutes. Give him some glory. Praise his holy name this morning. He didn't have to wake you up, but he did this morning. Hallelujah. We bless his name this morning. We thank him this morning for all he's done for us. We give him glory this morning simply because he is God and honor is due to him, Lord. We thank you that you made provision for us, Lord. We bless your holy name this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to the Lamb of God. This morning, our scripture is going to be taken from 1 John 2:25 through 29. Once again, our scripture this morning is going to be from 1 John chapter 2, verse 25 through 29. Amen. For your hearing. 1 John chapter 2, verse 25 through 29. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doth righteousness is born of him. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. Let's go to the throne of grace this morning. Hallelujah. And we bless his holy name this morning. Come on, come on. Let's go to the throne. If you'd stand to your feet this morning. Hallelujah. I apologize. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, this morning we come to you, Lord, thanking you, Lord, blessing and praising your name this morning, God. We thank you, Lord, for the rising of the sun, Lord. We bless your holy name that we have articulation, that we can lift your name on high. We thank you, Lord, that we have use of our limbs, that we can wave our hands if we can't utter a word, Lord. We give you glory this morning, Lord. Lord, we pray for this sin-sick world this morning, Lord. We pray for the families who've lost loved ones due to gun violence this morning, Lord. We pray for the gun violence in this city this morning and around the country this morning, Lord. Lord, we ask you to send your angels into the earthly realm, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Save your people, Lord. We know you can do it, Lord. Hallelujah. Prick the hearts of our government, Lord. Yes, Lord, to give us change, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory this morning, Lord. We honor you this morning, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to walk through the hospitals, Lord. We ask for healing this morning, Lord. We ask you to remember the sick and afflicted of the tabernacle this morning, Lord. We ask you to remember the bereaved this morning, Lord. We give you glory, Lord, because we know you are a healer. We know you are a comforter, Lord. And we know you've never lost a case, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you this morning, Lord. We thank you, God. We bless your holy name this morning, God. We lift your name on high this morning, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to touch the one who's bringing the word, Lord, this morning. Anoint him, Lord. Pour him out as a drink offering, Lord, and fill him with your precious Holy Spirit, Lord, that he may bring a word that would lift you up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That would break a bond this morning, Lord. That would free a spirit this morning, Lord. But most of all, that would lead someone to your precious love, Lord. Lead them to the path that never goes dim, Lord. hallelujah, this morning. We bless your name, Lord. We know you to be a healer this morning, Lord. We ask you to heal the brokenhearted this morning, Lord. We give you glory, God. Hallelujah. Someone is considering taking their life this morning, Lord. We ask you to send love their way, that they know you have your arms safely around them this morning, God. Oh, we give you glory, God. We are not ashamed to let the world know that we love you, God. Hallelujah. We lift you on high this morning. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you this morning. If you're not ashamed, hallelujah, lift your voice. Hallelujah. Lift your voice and give him glory. Hallelujah. Lift his holy name. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. In Jesus' precious, precious and holy name, we pray this morning. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. You may be seated all over the sanctuary this morning. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. If you're not ashamed, if your heart is heavy this morning, I dare you to give him praise this morning, to say thank you, God. Thank you for what you're about to do. Praise him in advance, church. Praise him in advance. And I promise you, your situation will change. Praise him in advance. Don't wait for the victory. Shout now. Shout now. Shout now. Give him glory this morning. Hallelujah. Give him glory this morning. If your heart is heavy, give him glory this morning. Hallelujah. Give him glory this morning. Your situation will change, God. Hallelujah. We lift him up this morning, God. Hallelujah. We don't want the rocks to cry out for us. Oh, lift him up. Lift him up. Because still he speaks from eternity. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hey, Taylor, this morning, we have a treat this morning. Our Reverend John Curitan is coming. He is going to bring us the word this morning, and we are excited about it. Amen. Amen. If everyone would take their right hand, God bless. God bless. God bless Reverend Curitan. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, O Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we thank you, O God. We thank you. We thank you, God. Oh, we bless your name, God. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. 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 Bless God. Bless God. Greetings and love to all that are joining us this morning. Praise be to God for this moment, whether you're here in the sanctuary, whether you're joining us on the live stream. We praise God for you and pray blessings of hope and peace to reach you right now. Amen. Listen, someone shared this with us with a long time ago. They said, if there's breath, there is hope. Amen. So in this right now moment, if you decided to join us, amen, and worship, we declare that if there's breath in your lungs, amen, no matter what your situation might be, no matter what the doctor's report might read, no matter how far that son or daughter has gone, if you're breathing right now, glory to God, then hope is available to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, I can tell you, some might say that things have been out of hand. Amen. Some may say that evil is rising in every neighborhood and every nation. Many of us will say how confused we are by the level of hate that is appearing in the hearts of humanity near and far. But I come this morning to let you know that the love of God is here for us all. Amen. Listen, God loves you. God loves us. And the love of God has come for us so that we can use the breath that he has put in our lungs and lift up the name of the Most High God. Amen. We can use the breath that he puts in our lungs to encourage our neighbors, to testify to the ability of our Creator who is able to do all things. Amen. Listen, there might be someone today that's thinking they need to pack some protection when they leave the house. Amen. They may be thinking that they need covering in the form of some physical weapon or firearm. But God says this in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. He says, though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. Amen. He says the weapons that we fight with are not weapons of the world. And on the contrary, they have divine power. The weapons that he has given us have divine power to demolish strongholds. Amen. Amen. Some may be thinking, someone else, that they need to find peace in the form, peace and hope in the form of recreational cannabis prescriptions and various forms of self-medication. But I just want to share with you that Philippians 4 and 6 says this, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests, present your supplications to God, and he will exchange with you. He will give you the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, and which will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Furthermore, 1 Peter in the 5th chapter, the 7th verse, it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be alert and be of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And I know I've got some that are saying, come on, old man. Come on, Reverend Curtin. Why are you quoting scripture? Why are you always going back to the Bible verse? But glory to God. Listen, you may have missed the after party that we had after last week's service. But Reverend Lyons questioned. He said, where's your rock verse? He said, where's the scripture that's in God's holy word that you can stand on when the world around you is pulling you down? And you don't have to be an old man for the Bible to be your friend or for the Bible to be your place of truth. But I can testify that the more years that the Lord gives me with breath in my lungs, all the more I can proclaim that every word God has written is true. Amen. Amen. Come on, church, would you pray with me? Father God, we humbly become before you this morning. Our thoughts are towards you now. We have gathered in this sanctuary and on this live stream that your love may abound, that our understanding of your love towards us may increase in our hearts. Today, right now, before we leave and before we log off, we desire strength to pray for our enemies, wisdom to cling to your word in the face of failing institutions, and a reminder of your grace as we encounter hate time and time again. Lord, direct our spirit to use your voice you have given us to bring praise and glory to your name. We love you, O Lord, because you loved us first. This we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Listen, for the short time that we have together this morning, I'd like to speak on this subject, blindsided by love. God's love can hit you unexpectedly and change your life forever. Amen. Amen. Blindsided by love. We're going to be in Acts, the 9th chapter. We're going to begin at verse 1, Acts the 9th chapter, verse 1. And if you're familiar with that passage, this is what they call Saul's conversion. Amen. And it reads here, it says, meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked for him letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. When he fell to the ground, he heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, he replied. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. In Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision, Ananias. Yes, Lord, he answered. The Lord told him, go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight. Lord, Ananias answered, I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your holy people in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priest to arrest all who call on your name. But the Lord said to Ananias, go, for this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings to the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Verse 18, immediately something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. He got up and was baptized. And after taking some food, he regained his strength. Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. And once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. 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 Your version may have said immediately he preached the Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. Amen. Amen. Saul was blindsided by love. Amen. And immediately his life was changed forever. Amen. Listen, the summary of these verses is that we find this conversion of Saul from being hate-filled to being Holy Spirit-filled. Amen. Blindsided by love, he received grace and forgiveness from our Lord Jesus Christ. Soul's whole being is changed and life is never the same for him ever again. Amen. Come on, if we go slowly through it, if we go back to verses 1 and 2, we find again that Saul is breathing threats and murder. Amen. He's breathing hate. That meant that every word, they use it that way because every word, everything that was coming out of him was hate filled. Amen. And it says that he went, he was against the disciples of the Lord. And so he goes to the high priest and he asks letters from him for the synagogues of Damascus so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound as prisoners to Jerusalem. Amen. So what I'm saying is that Saul's words were divisive, angry, and hate-filled. Amen. Saul's anger was against his fellow citizens. This was a domestic hate. Amen. And listen, this is what it made it even worse. Saul uses his misunderstanding of the purpose of God's law, and he seeks systematic processes to legally attack against believers in Jesus Christ, whom instead he should have been engaging, whether he agreed with them or not, he should have been engaging with them as family. Amen. Glory to God. 1 John in the 4th chapter, the 20th verse, it says, if someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. Amen. Matthew, the 5th chapter, 44th verse, Jesus says it like this, but I say to you, love your enemies. Come on, this is the tough word. Bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. Amen. So what's your goal? Is your goal to win the argument here on earth? Or is your goal to be sons and daughters of your Father in heaven? Amen. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the just and the unjust. See, sometimes we're looking at it and we say some things just aren't fair. Amen. But God spells it out. He says, for if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Amen. Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you prove more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Amen. Jesus tells us that because we say, no, Lord, I'm just not like that. I don't have it in me to pray for them. I don't have it in me to love for them, but God will supply you the love that you need. Amen. He says, when he says, be ye perfect, he's saying, come under me, abide in me, rest on my righteousness, not your own self-righteousness. Amen. Rest on he who can make you perfect. Amen. So we have to ask ourselves, what are we spitting out? What is coming out of our mouth? Will we speak love to our enemies, or do our words return evil for evil? Amen. Listen, Jesus empowers us to pray for our enemies. We must ask him for the words to pray. We must read the Holy Bible. That is our daily bread. We must accept help from the Holy Spirit. We're not going to get it on our own. We got to ask for help. Glory to God. Come on, let's move on. Verses 3-6, we find Saul on the road, and it says, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. He had these letters of hate, this authorization of hate, amen, but the letters would not get where he thought they would go. He's on this road to Damascus, and suddenly, listen, you might not get where your hate is taking you, because God will take you down on the side of the road. God's light will shine on you before you have a chance to do what you said you were big and bad enough to do, what you were justified to do. God will take you down on the side of the road, and instead of a drone, instead of a weapon, his light will shine down on you. Glory to God. And your life will be changed. Hallelujah. You will not get what you deserve, but mercy and grace will come to you in the form of Jesus Christ, and your life will be changed forever. Saul is on this road to Damascus. And this light shines around him and takes him down. He's on the ground and he hears this voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he says, who are you, Lord? Glory to God. He still wasn't sure. He was in the middle of this experience, in the middle of this encounter. He's wrapped up. He's blind. He's down. So he asks. And if you ask of the Lord, he will speak to you. Jesus says, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. So Saul, trembling and astonished, says, Lord, what do you want me to do? And so I'm asking you today, when was your life-changing experience with Jesus? When was your encounter? What is your conversion testimony? Saul's undeniable encounter with Jesus on the way to Damascus changed everything that he sought to do. Saul was blindsided by love, literally in the presence of Jesus, and he received mercy and truth. Saul, in this situation, he not only recognizes the voice of Jesus, but he recognizes the authority of Jesus and in which he speaks. Saul, at this moment, can only repent and submit. He is given instruction. He is told what to do. Amen. Listen, verses 10 through 18, they spend a lot of time here with this interaction between Ananias and the Lord, between the church and the Lord, looking back at those who were enemies to the body of Christ, who were against what we believe, and it spends time with the church bringing us to know who it is that we must witness to. God uses the church, the body of believers in Jesus Christ, to teach us and support us for our spiritual assignment on this earth. In these verses, Jesus not only speaking to Saul, but speaking to the church through Ananias, confirms Saul's conversion and his spiritual assignment. Verse 15, but the Lord says to Ananias, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who hath appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So Saul, being blinded in his conversion encounter with the Lord Jesus, cannot make it to where the church is. And so instead, others must come to him and bring him. The church comes to Saul. Amen. 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 But I ask those that are in their Saul conversion moment right now, have you joined a church family? Amen. This salvation experience is not meant for us to share alone. Others will also testify to your conversion and welcome you into fellowship. Listen, as our pastor Scott taught us, this is how he defined fellowship for us. He said, there's more than one fellow on the ship. Amen. Listen, we're strengthened for our assignment in the congregation of other believers. So I ask you this morning, have you joined a church family? Amen. And this is why that's important. Amen. Verse 20, by the time we get to verse 20, and Saul has gone through this conversion, but he's been strengthened. If we just go back to 19, it says he spent some time with the congregation. They fed him and he regains his strength. And because of this, in verse 20, Saul not only filled back spiritual with physical strength, he's filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it says, verse 20, immediately
He preached the Christ in synagogues that he is the Son of God. Amen. Amen. Now contrast this to verse 1 and 2, where he's breathing. Everything that's coming out of him is hate. Amen. But now in verse 20, after his conversion, everything that's coming out of him is Jesus the Christ, and that he is our Lord and our Savior. Amen. And so I'm saying, as you look at your conversion experience, there's pre-Jesus and post-Jesus. Amen. And what I want to know is, now that you're post-Jesus, are you now working in your assignment? Amen. Amen. Listen, just as we reflect on life pre-COVID and post-COVID, amen, we're trying to be post-COVID right now. We're in that in-between mirror. When we think about our salvation experience, we had the same thing. We know we were post-Jesus, but we were still new in it, so we were tiptoeing. Amen. That's the way we're tiptoeing with COVID right now. But one thing we know between our pre-Jesus and our post-Jesus experience is that life after our encounter with Jesus is distinctively different. Amen. Saul's conversion changed his life forever and moved him to the place that God destined for him to be. Amen. Listen, church, love wins over hate. Amen. We will not overcome evil with evil, but rather the hate that's towards us now, we declare the word of God. Listen, we may have made some mistakes. Our anger may have at times been expressed in the wrong way, but we will repent and we will rest on the word of God, and we will continue to love people the way that the word of God teaches us to do. Amen. Proverbs 10 and 12, God speaks to hate. He said, hatred will stir up conflict. We've seen this, right? Hatred will stir up conflict, but love covers all wrongs. Amen. In 1 Peter 4 and 8, that's where he says that, Deacon McCoy, and above all things, have a fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Amen. Amen. If you want to summarize that, that just means that love wins. Amen. Love wins. Amen. Listen, post-Jesus wins. Amen. You made a mistake last week. You made a mistake last month. There's still got a brother, a sister, a cousin, your mother, your father that you're not talking to. Listen, get rid of that grudge. Bring it before the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, love wins. Covers a multitude of sins. Listen, as I close today, I know this might not be the day that you plan to join the church. I know that some of you viewing online, you're not even sure if you can join the church online, but listen, get rid of that. The answer is yes. Amen. Maybe unexpectedly you're hearing the call of Jesus. Christ is calling to make changes in your life, and maybe this is not the first time that the Holy Spirit has reached your heart. Well, consider this. When the love of God reached Saul, Saul didn't debate with Jesus. Remember what we said? Saul recognized his voice and he recognized the authority in which he spoke. Amen. Saul didn't disqualify himself through sadness and guilt over his previous behavior. But Saul recognizes who Jesus is for the first time and says, "Lord, what must I do?" Saul surrenders his hate. He surrenders his misguided zeal, his self-righteousness, and his false understanding of the law, and says, "Lord, what must I do? What do you want me to do?" So this morning, if you desire an encounter with Jesus, you can ask him into your life right now through faith. Even if your words have been hate-filled and your heart has been in an evil place, there is a road, a pathway to Jesus. So the only question is, will you walk down that road? Will you accept grace for the mistakes that you have made? Will you allow for God's love to come rushing in? Listen, the doors of the church are open. They're open right now. Will you come? Every believer must repent and believe in faith that God will forgive them. Jesus speaking to Nicodemus, amen. Teacher speaking to teacher, he says, most assuredly, and he confuses this teacher of the word because Jesus says to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Allow the Holy Spirit. Listen, this is when we go back verse 17 and 18. Listen, when Ananias come, this is what the church does. Deacon McCoy, come quickly. Come quickly. This is what the church comes when we touch and agree. Glory to God. When we touch and we agree, amen. This is what that is. Glory to God. We are just working that the Holy Spirit might reach you.
Amen.
Amen. And that it might be planted and abide in you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So in this situation, where Jesus says this, he says, you must be born again. He said, listen, you can't come and then go out the same way.
Amen.
Amen. Your pre-Jesus and your post-Jesus, distinctively different.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. When you are born again in the Spirit, your post-Jesus experience will never be the same. Your life will be changed forever. So if you haven't made that decision yet, I'm asking you today, will you make it now? Will you make a decision in faith to follow Jesus Christ?
Right. Right.
Amen. Church, come on, let's pray this together. Dear Lord, I know that I am not in right relationship with you. My life, my entire life, Lord, has been in war against you. I have not lived according to your holy word or recognized Jesus as the Son of God, and I need the forgiveness that only you can provide. Right now, I receive the covering of grace that is found when I call on the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I believe that you sent Jesus because you love me. And that in his earthly ministry, his shed blood for me on the cross and his resurrection on the third day, I believe that it fully provided for my forgiveness. I trust in Jesus and Jesus alone as my personal Lord and Savior. I receive it today, O Lord. Thank you for saving me and forgiving me. Even now, today. Amen and amen. Listen, if you accepted this call of salvation today, receive it in faith. I want you to know that it's done. Amen. The Holy Spirit is with you now, abiding in you. You have moved closer to God, and God has moved closer to you. And this journey, as we've spoken, this journey is not for you to be alone. But I need you now. I need you to connect with us. I need you to come. If you're in the sanctuary, I need you to come forward. If you're online, I need you to call that church line right now. 215-748-4578. Amen. I need you to get on the website. I need you to get on the Instagram, the Facebook. Hit us up right now. Glory to God. Contact us. Say, I'm interested in knowing more about my conversion experience. Leave a message and one of us will get back to you. Amen. Glory to God. This journey, there's more than one fellow on the ship. This journey is not meant to be alone. Glory to his name. So listen, we thank God at this time. We thank God for His word. Service back in the hands of our sister Barbara. Amen. Won't we just give Him some praise right where you are? Come on, glory to God. I need you to give Him praise, not for just where you are today, but if you remember back on your conversion experience, I want to, maybe you didn't give Him praise. Listen, when we read about Paul's story right there, glory to God, it didn't say that Paul got up and started praising the Lord. Maybe there's something that you forgot to thank God for, glory to God. But while you have breath in your lungs, glory to God, while you have strength in your limbs, glory to God, raise it up to God, hallelujah. Raise your voice to the Most High God. Glory to His name, hallelujah. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. God's mercy and His grace is upon you. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to His name. Glory to His name. Come to God right now. Come to Jesus right now. Come out of your sin. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. Come on right now, O Lord. Hallelujah. Come on right now, O Lord. Meet Him in the Spirit. Meet Him right where you are right now. Glory to His name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. See it in the Spirit right now. See it in the Spirit right now. See your breakthrough on the way out. Glory to God's name. See your healing moving through right now. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. You do not have to pray this prayer alone. We come around you right now. In the name of Jesus. Be released, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Be healed, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Covering come over you now. Protection come over you now. Provision come over you now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to His name. May you be edified. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let God's Spirit meet you right where you are. Glory to God. Maybe you can't make it to where God is, but God can make it to where you are right now. Ask Him into your heart, oh Lord. Oh, glory to your name. Hallelujah to the Lord. Oh, glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, oh God. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Move in the house right now. Glory to your name, oh God. Move in the house, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, He's in your room right now, in the name of Jesus, in your living room, in your vehicle right now, He's in room 411 right now, in the name of Jesus, He's stopping by your house, in the name of Jesus, God has not forgotten about you. God has not left you on the side of the road. God has not struck you down. His love has come for you. Oh, receive it now. God's love is right there. God's love has come for us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in the love of God today. Walk in it. Walk in it. Get up out that bed. Pick up your bed and walk. In the name of Jesus. He said it. He said it. We believe it. In the name of Jesus. Thy sight has been restored. In the name of Jesus. Hey, glory. Hey, glory. Hey, glory. Yes, glory. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
receive it. Listen to the voice of the Lord. 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 Glory to God. Listen to the word that God's speaking over you right now. Listen to His word that He's bringing to your remembrance right now. Glory to God. He's speaking your purpose over you right now. In the name of Jesus, you were not meant to be struck down. So rise up in your purpose. Walk in the way that He was giving you. After you are strengthened for a little while, glory to God. He said, use this time to receive your strength. After a while, use the fellowship. Use the resources that He sent your way. After a while, you will be strengthened. Oh, glory to God. Use this time. Get your healing. Use this time. Get your education. Use this time. Receive peace and hope that passeth all understanding. Hallelujah. Receive what the Lord has spoken over you. Glory, 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 glory to His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Think on it. Hallelujah. Love wins. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Bless your name. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. Bless your name. It's offering time in the tabernacle family. It's offering time. Hallelujah. 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 You can give one of three ways here at the tabernacle, or if you are at home, you can give by text message. Text the code Taylor61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. You may also give through our website. Go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow those instructions. You may also give via U.S. mail. Please send your check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139. Please send check or money order. Do not send cash through the U.S. mail. For those of us who are gathered here in the sanctuary, to my right are two baskets in the window, and you may give via those two baskets as you leave the sanctuary. We do ask that you leave via that door next to the ramp, at the door next to the two offering baskets, as has been our COVID protocol since our returning to church. Please place your giving in a sealed envelope, and we just thank you in advance for that. As always, we thank you for your continued support of this ministry. Amen. Amen. We're going to call our Deacon Todd up to give us our announcements. And immediately following that, our Reverend Cureton is coming back to give us the benediction of the day. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. One thing before I start the announcements, with regard to new members, for those of you who are online who are wondering, we have had new members class over Zoom and have new members through that process. And currently we have a new member where we're going through the process here every Sunday. So we are available. Just call the phone number, reach out to us. We can start you in the process. Amen. Amen. Our announcements for this month. The pastor and the leadership team. We can turn out a little bit more. The pastor and the leadership team would like to thank you for joining us for the reopening of the church now that we are having some live services, as well as those who are joining us online. We welcome all of you, and we're glad that all of you are actively participating. Amen. Amen. Next, with Turning the Tide, May was the kickoff for the fundraising campaign. It is still going on. So because it's, you know, the announcements were made, start mark the start of the Turning the Tide spring fundraising campaign. Amen. First Lady Jemaye Ford and the Tide staff has been working, trying to get the center back together so we can open it up to the public. But your donations are also desired. As it's been said before, we have a goal of raising $50,000 for the Tide Center. As I've mentioned in the past, it's not just your own personal donations. Reach out to your friends. Reach out to your businesses. A lot of times businesses will make a substantial donation. But this is all so that we can get the Tide Center up and running and offer free services to this community. Amen? Amen. Now, I'm going to flip from paper to iPad to paper because there was a couple changes to the announcement this morning. But the next one I want to go to is on June 2nd. And that is Bethel AME Ardmore Victory Gardens. And this is June 2nd. That's past? Okay. I'm sorry. We'll take that one off because that is past. All right. So then the next we will go to is on June 12th. Amen. And our pastor, Scott, was mentioned earlier on June 12th. Amen. St. Mark's Baptist Church celebrates the 50th church anniversary. Amen. Amen. That's a house of worship that God has kept in operation for 50 years. Amen. And our pastor, Daryl Scott, and First Lady Rochelle Scott invite us to join them. Their service starts at 12 a.m. So at June 12th, at 11 a.m., I'm sorry, not 12, 11. I read June 12th and I put the 12 over there. So June 12th at 11 a.m. is when their service starts. You can join in person and their address is 1238 South 23rd Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19146. Or you can join their service streaming online via Zoom. For those of you who want to do it via Zoom, the meeting ID is 377 space, or, you know, all Zoom has a 3 in the space and another numbers, but 797-8070. I'm taking time in case many of you are pulling out pens and pencils. 377-797-8070. Right, that's the meeting ID. Then the passcode is 123823. Amen. So let us join Pastor Scott, First Lady Rochelle, as St. Mark celebrates her anniversary. Let's get on online or let's go over there and let's celebrate with them. Amen. Amen. Next announcement. June 19th, which everyone knows is what? Juneteenth. Amen. 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 Juneteenth is also, as Sister Barbara said, Father's Day. And so we're sort of doing two things. The First Lady is going to have us celebrate Juneteenth, but we're going to do it the next Sunday. Because on Father's Day, we're supposed to get something. Right, fellas? Or should we say, we hope to get something on Father's Day. Just some Five Guys, all right? You know, just something. But so on Juneteenth, we're actually going to have the opportunity to celebrate with our families. And then on the 26th, after service, there's going to be a celebration here of Juneteenth. And we all know Juneteenth is when the folks, I forget what particular part of Texas, but when they finally learned they were free, right? And it happened like 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was issued. But guess what? As Reverend Cureton just preached, as soon as you were saved, you became free, right? The freedom. Think about the joyous celebration. That's what he was just preaching about right there. Amen? Amen. So we will celebrate Juneteenth, freedom from slavery, but we can always celebrate freedom from sin. Amen? Amen. If you have a prayer request, I want to make sure you know, you can always go to our church website, www.taylortabernacle.com. And go to our prayer request page, or you can call the church, as been said earlier, 215-748-4578. Amen. And you can leave a voicemail
prayer, or if you need us to help you, to call us and we will pray with you. Amen. Amen. I want to make sure I've got everything on here because I had to go from two different sheets. I believe that is it. So thank you. I'm going to call up our Minister Cureton, our Reverend Cureton, our John P. Cureton. Back up.
Glory to God. Amen. We thank the Lord. We thank him for him. Thank him for our time together on this morning. Amen. Glory to God. We pray that God would leave with you from this place and stay in your hearts. Amen. Amen. Let us close now. May the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to him to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We'll see you, saints. Thank God.